Governor Paula Page is clarifying his position on state worker layoffs. Meeting with reporters for the first time in months, the governor denounced press reports that described his plan as a hiring freeze. Instead, LePage says he's focused on setting specific targets for reducing the number of state workers. Mal Leary has more.
Last month, the governor told commissioners he has three budget goals in his final state budget: reducing the number of state workers, reducing state spending, and cutting the state's top personal income tax rate. And like past years, part of the budget process will be to review jobs that become vacant. LePage says hiring will continue, but not until he decides whether a position is really needed.
The hoopla in the newspapers and the hoopla from the union bosses, it's just because it's an election year. Basically, what has happened is we're looking at jobs, what I call the marginal jobs.
And according to the governor, that doesn't translate into a hiring freeze. Law enforcement positions throughout state government are not affected by his review process. He says he's also approving most requests from state agencies to replace vacant positions as workers leave state service for other jobs or retire. In his original budget memo, the governor set a workforce target of about 9,500 positions. When all the reviews of full-time, part-time, seasonal, and other job classifications are completed, LePage says it may be that 10,000 state workers are needed.
We're looking at jobs, what I call the marginal jobs, the limited period jobs that start on day one and they have a two-year period. I'm just looking, are they real jobs? Are they needed jobs?
Governor LePage says he will target positions that use federal grants for funding, especially those that have existed for years without proving their worth. He says simply providing a job to a Mainer using grant money from Washington is not good enough for him.
My job is to have an efficient, effective, lean government at the lowest possible cost to the ratepayers and taxpayers. And that's what I'm trying to do.
The governor says putting the budget together will take months and will require a lot of work by state agencies and his staff. Whatever emerges will require legislative approval. None of his budgets have fared well with lawmakers in the past. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.